This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The suspected gunman in Highland Park in the parade shooting has now been charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. The Lake County State's Attorney, Eric Reinhardt, saying it's the first of many charges that will be filed against Robert Cremo.
Attempt murder charges, aggravated discharge charges, aggravated battery charges. There will be dozens of more charges against Mr. Cremo. But these 7 counts of first-degree murder will lead to a mandatory life sentence should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
Reinhardt said they will seek the maximum sentence against the offender. Those charges would lead to a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. He called the crime well orchestrated and carefully planned and says they're going to ask that Cremo be held without bail tomorrow. Reinhardt also talked about Illinois' red flag law. It allows courts to remove guns and prohibits the purchase of new guns for someone at risk. He also called for a ban on assault weapons. The U.S. Attorney John Lausch would not comment on whether federal charges were likely. He did say the FBI and the ATF are going to remain in contact with Lake County officials as the investigation continues. Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris says she is mourning those who were killed and praying for the dozens that were shot. Harris is in Chicago today for a pre-planned trip to speak to the National Education Association at McCormick Place. She called on Congress to ban assault weapons. Police say the suspected shooter allegedly used a legally purchased rifle similar to an AR-15. Harris also says Congress needs to repeal legislation that protects gun manufacturers from facing consequences after mass shootings. WBEZ's Patrick Smith is here now to join us with the latest from the press conference. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Patrick, we heard a lot of details in that press conference today, and there were some issues that you were raising about how the gunman possibly got a FOID card before he was too young. Explain that to us and tell us what you heard from officials.
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts, or at least a few moving parts here. The first thing to know is that in September of 2019, according to police here, the suspect Cremo had police called on him because a family member said that he had threatened to kill people in the house. Police came to his house in that September of 2019. They say they took multiple knives and a sword from him, but that they didn't have probable cause to arrest him. At the time, he did not own any firearms, according to authorities. However, shortly after that, when he was just 19 years old, he applied for a FOID card, the permit that you need to get a gun. And in Illinois, you cannot get a FOID card. You can't purchase a firearm before you're 21 unless you have the unless you are sponsored by your legal guardian. And according to state police right now, he was sponsored by his father to get this FOID card when he was 19 and started purchasing firearms then. So what we know now, and Illinois State Police say that they didn't have any reason to reject his FOID card, which is confusing because they knew about that 2019 threatening incident. But we also know that at least some members of his family considered him to be threatening, but then his father went and sponsored his application for a gun permit.
And Patrick, I want to loop back to the actual charges that were announced just a few moments ago. Tell us about that and what's going to happen in Lake County Court tomorrow.
Yes, so he is currently charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder. Those are obviously for the 7 lives that were lost in the shooting. The Lake County State's Attorney says that they are expecting dozens more charges based on the people he injured, people that he allegedly traumatized with this shooting. However, the 7 counts of murder on their own, if he was convicted of all 7 of them, would mean life in prison for Cremo. He's due in court tomorrow where the Lake County State's Attorney is going to ask for him to be held without bail awaiting trial. Considering the charges here, I would expect that request to be granted and that he will be held in custody until he goes to trial.
The Lake County State's Attorney, Eric Reinhardt, also made it a point to talk about Illinois' red flag law and call for ban on assault weapons. What did he say there?
Yeah, so what he said, one thing was we have a law here in Illinois that allows family members or people who are close to a person to go to court and request a judge to sort of say this person's too dangerous to own firearms right now. the firearms are taken from that person for a period of time until they can prove that it's safe for them to have them again. And so Reinhart was talking about, hey, we have this thing. This is a tool that can be used to prevent these kind of shootings. However, apparently no one in this case with the alleged shooter took that step of going to court and asking for it. And the Illinois State Police, even though they had been notified of these alleged threats in 2019, they didn't take any action to flag him. I'm still trying to figure out what action they could have taken under state law, but we know that those red flag laws did not prevent this shooting here today. He called for an assault weapons ban here in Illinois and said we should also have one federally. I've heard that from a lot of Highland Park residents that they want to have an assault weapons ban. And there's actually a number of residents here who were watching the press conference. The call for an assault weapons ban got a big round of applause when Reinhart said that.
That's WBEZ's Patrick Smith. Patrick, thanks for bringing us the latest update.
Thank you.
WBEZ's Patrick Smith in Highland Park. You're listening to 91.5 WBEZ.